Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, everyone. Hello, happy, mate. Not you, Jay. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your favourite TalkSport host out of all of them, all of the big hitters. Who's your favourite? Goldstein. Who's your favourite? Goldstein. Who's your least favourite?
The Grand Fromage.
Who? Huh?
The Big Cheese, is that what you call yourself?
Thanks.
The Big Cheese?
Who's your least favourite? Who's the fellow with the moon face? Don't forget to check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. By the way, yeah. Gerard Piquet will be in the studio.
Good driver.
He's played...
Good driver.
That's Nelson Piquet. Gerard Piquet.
Get my Piquets mixed up there, haven't I?
You are.
Stop getting Piquets mixed up.
That's Darren Bent, by the way. Yeah. You all right?
I'm not Darren Penn. Oh, me. Yeah, I'm good, Macy. I'm good.
You all right, Jason?
Yeah, good. Good stinks.
You all right, Jason? I'm just waiting for you to do your little intro.
I ain't got one yet.
Oh, I thought you got it. It says, Jason, has anyone seen?
I know. And read it. What's it say? Dot, dot, dot. Has anyone seen dot, dot, dot?
Anyway, we begin with the news that... Jay, I'd rather you read this bit. It's absolute nonsense.
Oh, my word. Gareth Southgate, Strathclyde, by the way, will be a leading contender to replace Eric... 10 points behind everyone, Haag, at Manchester United. If the Dutchman is sacked...
That doesn't mean it.
Sacked.
No.
Sacked. No. TalkSport understands.
No, we don't.
Do we understand?
I work at TalkSport. We don't understand.
I work at TalkSport. Let me read again.
No.
I understand it.
No.
Former United apprentice Mickey Gray isn't
apprentice?
Convinced...
That's where we've gone, apprentice.
Former United apprentice.
He used to scrub the toilets. Some of them used to scrub the toilets at Old Trafford.
Former United apprentice.
Wow, Mickey
Gray. Hey, good boy, Mickey. Leave him alone.
We need someone that's cleaned the toilet for this bit. Oh, that'd be Mickey Gray.
He is convinced that Southgate is the right man, but he can see why he's linked with the job. Can you see why he's linked with the job?
No.
I don't think he'd be anywhere near the top of my list, but I do see where it comes from. I mean, you don't manage your country for as long as Gareth has. And yes, we haven't won silverware, but we've had... a lot of success, semi-finals, a final, obviously. He seems to get on really well with the squad. He's kind of galvanised the squad. I can remember back in my day when I was in the squad, and it certainly wasn't the way that Gareth Southgate's got it right now. And I know that's took a lot of time with St George's, the camaraderie in the training camps that they've got. So he can work on that side of things. I think it just depends what direction Manchester United want to go in. You know, do they want to work with younger players and bring them through and potentially see the best of them in 3 or 4 years? Or do they want somebody tried and tested who's going to walk through the door and start picking up silverware?
TalkSport Daily.
Now, an independent regulator in football will have the power to settle the ongoing row over financial distribution between the Premier League and the EFL.
There may be trouble here, this stinks. Former Crystal Palace owner Simon Floppyhead Jordan said it's stupid to suggest that the beautiful game needs a regulator, but football has brought this upon itself. It has, stinks.
Yeah.
The idea that a brilliant sport with a brilliant set of leagues that dominates world football, that in 1985 had 9 games being broadcast on terrestrial TV, had £1.3 million as its broadcast deal, had empty stadiums and football violence off the scale, now has billions coming into the game, is the world's most powerful league and some of the best football teams and best managers and best individuals playing in it, has 320 games being broadcast live every season, has football stadiums as like shining new pins, but has a few challenges, is somehow broken and needs a bunch of regulators to come in and strangle the life out of it, which is what regulators tend to do in dynamic industries, is bloody stupid. But it's brought it upon itself, and it's being dressed up as some fan-led revolution. OK, be careful what you wish for.
Now, here's your third favourite Mills, Danny Mills.
Mills on Wheels?
No, not him. That's
the first one.
Former England defender. having a pop at Ben White or Benjamin, deciding to make himself unavailable for selection for the Three Lions. Haven't you made yourself unavailable for Three Lions?
Not yet, Stinks. I'm still available.
Oh, yeah?
Southgate's out there listening. Mm. He listens to the pod.
I know he does.
He downloads
Big
it.
Big fan. Big fan.
I'm available.
I don't think you are available.
No. Well.
Go on, retire now.
I'm announcing it now, Stinks. Right, it's been a while.
TalkSport understands.
Yeah, TalkSport understands. TalkSport understands.
We need the apprentice to give us the exclusive on this.
Get a clean of them, TalkSport. Right.
This is it.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
The
announcement's made.
Go on, say it, Jay.
I'm now officially retiring from international football.
Right, there you go. Anyway, this is what Danny Mills said about Ben White.
The biggest thing that I think, and the biggest issue that I have with this, is the ridiculous childishness and lack of respect for anybody in football, an authority, that he couldn't pick the phone up to Gareth Southgate and speak to him himself and have the...
adult conversation.
Correct.
Then, yeah.
To say, you know what, I don't want to be selected and this is my reason. He got Edu to speak to Gareth Southgate and the England team. And said, sorry, Ben doesn't want to be in this. I think that's embarrassing. He's a 26-year-old grown man. You can't pick the phone up to the England manager. One of the most... playing for your country is unbelievable. If you don't want to play, that's your decision. I don't agree with it. I would never do it. Turned up for hundreds of squads, sat in the stand loads of times, kept going, not a problem. You had Steve Bruce sat in here this morning, I think. Do you think Steve Bruce would have turned down an England cap to sit on the bench?
But everyone's different.
Martin Keown went
everyone's
to two
different.
Tournaments, never played.
I know,
still
but
kept turning
different.
Up.
Everyone's different.
So that's what I'm saying. It's his choice. But to be so disrespectful of not to pick the phone up to Gareth and say something, I think is absolutely abysmal. I think it's weak. I think it's very, very poor. And then not to come out and make a statement publicly and just allow speculation to run rife is even worse.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, here's a former Newcastle gaffer. Steve, do you know where the word gaffer comes from?
Tape. It's about the tape.
That's right.
What it is, he sticks to it, and then once you're there, and then the thing is, when you don't want it anymore, you peel them off, and they're called sacker tape.
That's right, yeah,
not gaffer tape.
Former Newcastle gaffer, Steve Bruce. Yeah. What was your nickname for Brucey once?
Big Brucey. Brucey Bonus.
He was on the TalkSport. He was having breakfast. Oh, no, he was on the breakfast show. Defending the job he did on Tyneside, claiming that in 10 years' time, the Geordie faithful will realise he did a good job for them.
Look, I've managed Newcastle for 2.5 years, and Cass, you're right, it wasn't easy. You know, pandemics were going along as well. That didn't help either. But it was a different Newcastle to what it is today. And I think finishing 12th and 13th, you did your job, because Newcastle then, the remit was keep Newcastle in the Premier League. Like the bottom half of the Premier League is now, and we all know who these teams are. Newcastle was one of them. Now, all of a sudden, a different environment and different pressures, of course, with Eddie. You've now got to try and force yourself, and Eddie's had a remarkable run last year to get into the Champions League, and it's not gone so well this year. He's probably been the victim of his own success, but I still wish the club the best of luck. It's a great, great football club, and I've had the pleasure to manage it for 2.5 years, even though it was very, very difficult.
Now, staying with Big Brucey, Brucey Bonus, he admits that he let down his former Crystal Palace chairman, Simon Floppy Head Jordan, back in 2001.
I've gone on record to say that I let Simon Jordan down badly. When you're young, I let him down really because, for some reason, I wanted to go back to Birmingham. Because maybe I'd probably played there for two and a half years. And do you know something? I've always wanted to live in London. And the 6 months I really enjoyed it, were top of the league at Crystal Palace. But, you know, Birmingham came in and made me this offer. And I thought, well, I'm going to take it. And then one thing led to another with Simon. And before we know it, I'm the stand-up round. Before I know it, I'm in court and all the rest of it, which... You know, but I regret it to this moment, and I've said to him, I badly let him down because I really enjoyed Crystal Palace, and as I said, we were top of the league when we were, well, second, I suppose.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Dame Laura Kenny, Britain's most successful female Olympian, has announced she's retiring from cycling.
Well, you're a big cyclist fan.
Big fan.
What did you make of that news?
I mean, you've got to retire one day.
Yeah.
Why not?
No.
Today.
She joined
or yesterday.
A long list of great cyclists we've had. Mm. Go on, name a few of them, Joe.
Hold
Just
on.
Anyone.
No. Chris Foy.
That's all right.
Oh, he's a referee. No, he is it. Hoy or Foy? Which one is it?
Oh, I think you listen to music on a hoi-foi.
Is it hoi-foi? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where am I coming from? What part of England?
Good.
Listen to a hoi-foi. It's Irish.
Anyway, whilst in the studio, she gave an insight into Sir David Brailsford, formerly Performance Director of British Cycling. Mm. Sir Dave, or D-Dog.
Big
Sir,
D. Yeah, what about D? Double D?
What?
Double D.
Oh, yeah, Double D.
Double D.
Yeah, yeah, Double D. He's currently working with Manchester United as part of his role as Director of Sport.
Just incredible. Like, I just only have good things to say about the way that he made British cycling so successful.
What did he do? What are his qualities?
It's not even right. Everyone thinks as Sir Dave as marginal gains. And when you say marginal gains, everyone thinks the equipment and the secret squirrel club that obviously British cycling had for the equipment, for the fancy bikes, the wheels and stuff that we get given. That, to me, wasn't what Dave was good at. He was so good at making sure us as bike riders were treated as people. And actually, by doing so, it meant that he looked after anything for us. So if I went to Dave and said, I mean, I didn't, but if I said, oh, I haven't got someone to walk the dog, he'd be able to find a dog walker to make sure that I was turning up on the bike ride, because obviously that's causing me stress. Mm. If my mattress, I mean, I did call them before the London Olympics, and I wanted my mattress changing. Within a day, I've got a brand new mattress, and a mattress that you then go to travel the world with, because he wanted you to sleep on it consistently. Like, right, he wanted right. that one bed to come with you. Every single little detail was thought about. And I mean, not just thought about, written down and gone, oh yeah, that's no good. He would literally get people to look into absolutely everything.
So he's meticulous in what he does.
Yeah, and like, he clearly has... I mean, I felt he had people skills because he had to speak to us bike riders, you know, on a daily basis. But he clearly has the people skills to be able to get a team of people together as well. Because being PD at British Cycling, there's a whole load of people below him that he would have had to, you know, rile up and get on the same page. Mm. And that was the biggest thing for me. When I walked into any room in the building, in the velodrome, everyone had bought into the same thing. That's because Dave B had managed to get everyone on the same page, and we were all going for gold. It didn't matter that only one person stands on the podium. Everyone felt like winners at the end of it.
And staying with Dame Laura Kenny, she reflects on life in the Olympic Village.
Is that where she's staying now?
She's staying there, mate. Honestly, good, blimey. Really nice, yeah.
Is it?
Well,
you've been there, haven't you?
All expenses paid.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not great.
No, fine.
It's really weird being in Olympic Village. I always describe it as being in a Big Brother house. It's like everyone's looking yes. in, but you can't look out because like you don't see anything. Like there's no newspapers or anything in there, so you don't actually know what is going on. And we didn't really go on social media and stuff either because it was very much, you know, you're keeping your team as your team. But I mean, beforehand, actually, when you're in the Team GB building, it is the most surreal building to be in. You've got so many athletes who are at the pinnacle of their careers and their sports.
Yeah.
And like you're bumping into, I mean, I bumped into Andy Murray in the lift. And you know, when you're like, what? Like, it was just so random. And then you've got Tom Daly who comes back with his medal and you're like, what is happening? Like, what sort of weird world am I living in?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Back to now, Brucey Bonus, telling us a story about Ross McCormack's gates when he was managing the Villa, obviously.
You've got gates, haven't you?
I've got big gates.
Do you remember Gareth Gates?
I do remember Gareth Gates. Yeah. Emily Gates, you know, go on, let's do it. Eric Gates, go on.
Gareth Gates.
Bill.
Bill what?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing where these stories come from. And he was late again for the about third or fourth time. And I hope Ross is in a good place now, because he wasn't at the time. Mm. And for whatever reason, and the physio comes to me on the training ground and says, Ross is not coming in this morning because he can't get out of his gates. And this was the second or third time it happened in a short period of time. So I says to the physio, go and get me car. He says, we're going around the house. I'm going to open these gates. So when we got to the house, the gates were only 3 foot tall. You could jump over them if you really, really wanted to. And I seen Ross hiding behind the curtain at the top of the stairs. So I'm not going to say what happened after that, but it was quite in that moment when you think, I'm going to drag him out and open the gates or bash the gates down. But I didn't, thankfully. By the time I got there, I'd quietened down a little bit.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the Talksport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Austin's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. Gerard Piquet. No. That's Nelson. Actually, that's quite a good one. Go on, do that again. What's happening to me, by the way?
I don't know.
Anyway, me and you will be back tomorrow.
No, Stinks, I'm not back, mate. What? I'm interviewing Zola.
Zola Budd? What a great runner. She used to run barefoot, you know. But ask about Mary Decker Slaney.
He never played barefoot.
Huh?
He never played barefoot, Stinks.
Zola Budd, mate.
No, Zola Budd.
Yeah, that's what you just said you're going to see, isn't it?
No! Gianfranco!
His name wasn't Gianfranco Zola Budd. What are you talking about?
No, I don't know.
I think you've got that wrong. You've made an absolute tomfoolery of yourself there.
Again.
There will be another one of these. Andy Goldstein talks for the Daily Podcast at first in the morning. Do what you got to do.
Hit punch, just make
by
sure.
By the way, before you go,
yeah,
I've got a bit of breaking news.
Go on. What is it?
I can't tell you. No, I'm not winding you up. It is massive.
Is it? Yeah. Things. There's only one thing massive about you, mate.
What?
It's front of your face.
Look at that. Well, I can tell you, but
What?
It's big breaking news.
Tell me now. It stinks. I'm going. I don't know about you.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.